Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to take a look at our gospel text, Matthew chapter 4, this morning. How did Jesus pick up a following, these disciples? Dear friends, I want to maybe start with a little bit of a game here. I wanted you to think of the year that I'm describing in the United States. I'll describe some details about this. In this particular year, there was a dark shadow that came across the United States. Faith in God was on a decline. People of the United States were really interested in acquiring property and wealth and getting more possessions. An increase in a gathering of possessions, a disinterest towards God, increase in all sorts of addictions, decrease in church attendance. On this particular year, even in parts of the United States that were booming in population, the largest Christian denomination reported a very big decline. In this particular year, those who even talked about the gospel were actually made fun of. In this particular year, the biblical authority was questioned on all sorts of matters. And the prevailing notion was that people should look into universalism. Universalism is the teaching that pretty much all paths lead to God, and that there was actually an encouragement to actually practice universalism. People weren't talking about sin. That was a no-no. No one really lost their way. Somehow everyone made their way up to heaven. During this year, you weren't supposed to talk about judgment. If you did, you were looked upon as barbaric, archaic, and not with the times. Okay, did I cast a big enough description of the year that I'm describing? Any guesses on the year that I'm thinking about? Okay, Callie's like, now. All right. Yeah. Thank you. What happened in 1472? I don't even know. Okay, it just sounded good. Okay, I'm going to look that up now. 1472. Okay, you're close. The year is 1794 in the United States. Lutheran and Methodist clergymen that were out on the frontier of the United States, or people that were kind of spreading out west, reported, this is a quote, out of 100 people, only one person is interested in God. All 100 are interested in acquiring property and possessions and more things in life. Interesting. Remember that. 1794. This morning we're taking a look at the moment in which Jesus picked up more followers for his kingdom, a text that we read every year, and he picks up these two brothers. I mentioned at the beginning of the service, we think these are commoners. Sorry to use that term, but they kind of had accents. We know that. Peter and Andrew, they were country folk. They're from Galilee, they're from Capernaum, out in the outskirts. And then they pick up these other two brothers, James and John, maybe a little, they're kind of commercial fishermen, have more resources perhaps, this sort of thing. Why did they follow Jesus? Why did they do it? You guys are full of answers this morning. You're okay. Why did they follow Jesus? You know, did Jesus give them a good picture of where they were headed here in this little brief conversation? You know, when Alicia says that we're going out for errands, I've learned that it's really critical to find out exactly what that means. Without asking that question, you might end up at like the beauty salon. Oh my goodness, or something like that. She's kind of shaking her head. She didn't like that. Isn't it interesting that Jesus actually says nothing about the destination, where they're headed? And he could have said some things, like I can imagine this. Hey, Peter, guess what? You're going to have a huge building named after you in a special city called Rome. I would have jumped on board if someone had told me that. And you know what he could have told Andrew, this guy here? He could have said, hey, you know what? You're going to be the patron saint of entire countries, Scotland, Russia. Jesus also could have said in this moment, kind of to engage them a little bit. He could have told the pain that was around the corner. Like to this guy James, he could have said, hey, in a couple years, Herod's going to come after you and you're going to be murdered. He could have said to Peter, Andrew, and James, he knew it. He had foreknowledge where this was headed. You will be crucified because of my name, which they were. That's a fact.